The bridge.
Mr. Yanis is a successful civil engineer with a particular interest in building bridges. About 6 months from now, he will be attending an opening ceremony for the most important bridge he will ever build. It will be quite a short bridge, but it already has a long history. Mr. Yanis was born in England, and so was his father. But his grandfather came from a remote mountain village on the Greek island of Crete. Crete has a complicated geology, which makes it extremely difficult to get around the island. Its high mountains are split by hundreds of ravines, often just a few meters wide, but as much as 500 meters deep. The village where old Mr. Yanis was born lies between two such ravines, one to the west and one to the east. The only road through the mountains is a rough, narrow track, which ends where a footpath leads down to the bottom of the east ravine and back up the other side. Young Mr. Yanis has always considered it wrong that the villagers should have to climb in and out of the ravine whenever they want to go anywhere. There should be a bridge. There isn't one because straight metal beams for a bridge won't go round the narrow bends in the road, and the local government won't improve the road until it goes to a village, that is, until there is a bridge. Mr. Yanis has a solution. He's having a bridge made to his design down on the coast. When it's ready, it will be lifted by an army helicopter, carried over the mountains, and gently lowered into position. The bridge will connect the ancient village with the modern world at last.